This podcast replay is brought to you by Perdomo Cigars. Check out the retail store in Miami Gardens at 5150 Northwest 167th Street. Plenty of cigar gear and a relaxing lounge. This is the Perdomo way.
I remember game five 2 years ago when Jimmy was hurt against Boston and Bam bailed us out. Seems like a decade ago. Yeah, dude, the sun shines on a dog's ass every once in a while. I remember when, what was the name of the other butler we had here? The poor kid that he had some mental issues that we picked him in the first round. God, what was his first name? It was another butler. Well, he scored 51 points one night. You know. What was the name?
You're not talking about Caron Butler, are you?
No. Or maybe it wasn't a butler. I thought it was a butler. It was a couple years right after the guy that got lost on the boat. And I think he's no longer with us too. Not Caron. No. Caron was a good player. Maybe it wasn't Butler. Was it Walker? I got to look now at the history of Heat first round picks. He was a lanky guy. He was like 6'7". 6'8", small forward, can shoot. Odom. It was right after Alec Kessler. It's like within a year or two of Alec, Willie Burton. There it is. Got it. Willie Burton scored 51 points. What does that mean? You know what I mean? It's not a big deal, bro. Willie Burton was the guy that I was talking about. Wasn't mentally stable either. I remember I was told a story once that he like stood up in the middle of the bench in the middle of a game and said, "The world is falling on me." And then he sat back down and they were all like, "What?" Anyway, so yeah. Hopefully the sun will shine on somebody's ass today. I remember, what was his name? Kevin Edwards. I remember Kevin Edwards in a game once where they broke his nose. Okay. I don't know what the opponent was. I forgot exactly which opponent it was. And Kevin Edwards came out in the second half with this, you know, brace on to protect his nose. And I swear you, he was on a mission. He was dunking on people, driving in the lane, doing all kinds of, we're like, "Whoa, bro, break his nose more often." Can you? Because Kevin Edwards was a mild-mannered young man. They drafted out of DePaul, I believe, years back. And, did he end up playing some with Rod Strickland? Were they the backcourt, I think, might have been for DePaul for a short time? Maybe not the whole 4 years, but I think they might have had a crossover or whatever. But anyway, So Kevin was a super nice young man. You know, he wasn't like he wasn't a show off or anything like that. And it was the first time I had ever seen you could tell he was a mad player. And he had like a night like you're like, "Holy shit, dude." You know, like, "Wow, can that guy show up a lot more?" You know, and they all have their moments. And that's Bam Adebayo and, you know, others. They'll have some moments. But they never feel like having that moment all the time. They're never demanding to have that moment all the time. And that's their problem. That's why they're not wired like a star. That's the thing. So that's what takes away from it. Because you're not wired that way.